Hey everybody, welcome to episode 2 of Cyrenoik. Today we're going to be talking about sex crimes, specifically rape versus sodomy. These often get confused. Many people think that a man can rape a woman can rape a man can rape another man, and a woman can rape another woman. If you think that, you're not alone, but you're incorrect. Rape is described as penis to vagina without consent, penetration however slight. So, with that definition, a woman can rape a man, and a man can rape a woman, but a man cannot rape another man, and a woman cannot rape another woman. Okay, those are different sex crimes. And a lot of people go, well, I don't understand, that's not fair, and this has nothing to do with fair. It has to do with being very specific about the crime. There are different names for different types of crimes. Okay, so if you're thinking a man rapes another man, what you probably mean is sodomy. Okay, sodomy is described as penis to anus without consent, penetration however slight. Okay, so a man can sodomize another man. A man can sodomize a woman because the parts are there. But a woman cannot rape another woman, and a woman cannot sodomize another woman. The body parts are just not there. Okay, so these often get confused. Then there's so many different names for different crimes. So a lot of people will say, well, what does it mean when a woman rapes another woman? What is that called? Well, you have to be very specific. That's why when people come in to report a crime, the police officers or sheriff deputies are very specific in their questioning. They need to know exactly. A lot of people go, God, they're really prying into things. They have to be very specific about what happened. If you come in and you report that, let's say a man comes into the police station and they report they were raped by another man, the police officer is not going to make fun of him and go, oh, you weren't raped, you were sodomized. That's not the point. We're just going to take the information down, or they're going to take the information down and put it in their report and accurately report it, however you described it. So a lot of people get confused by this. So if a woman comes into the police department and says she was raped, the police department or the sheriff department has to be very specific in their questioning, because a lot of people think that rape equals a lot of different things. A lot of different things equal rape, but it's just not true. So we'll go over a couple things to be more specific. So again, rape is described as penis to vagina without consent, penetration however slight, okay? So again, a man cannot rape another man because there's no vagina involved. A woman can't rape another woman because there's no penis involved. You have to have a penis to vagina to make that a rape, okay? Sodomy. Again, a woman cannot sodomize somebody because she does not have a penis. A man can sodomize somebody because he has a penis. And a man can sodomize a male, and he can sodomize a woman, a female, because there's penis to anus involved with that. So what does it mean when a woman sexually assaults another woman? Well, there's so many different things. You have mouth to sexual organ or anus of another. That's called oral copulation. So a woman can orally copulate somebody else, and a man can orally copulate somebody else, because the penis and the vagina are both sexual organs, and they both, males and females, have anuses. So that's an oral copulation, okay? What about fingers to the private parts or anus of another? That's called digital penetration. Some people often call that penetration of a foreign object, and that's not true. Very specifically, it's digital penetration. Digits means fingers, okay? And then the last one, finally, penetration with a foreign object. So many people get this one confused. If it's not attached to the body, it wasn't given to you at birth, then it's a foreign object, okay? So it sounds crazy, but this is true. These things have happened. That's why it's getting brought up now. If a baseball bat is put into a sexual organ or anus of another, that's penetration with a foreign object. That's not rape. That's penetration with a foreign object, okay? A pencil, a pen, a highlighter, a stapler, anything that doesn't belong, that's not attached to the body, considered foreign. So penetration of the foreign object, okay? And the last one, the one that covers everything, is sexual battery. So when penetration of the foreign object doesn't fit, oral copulation doesn't fit, rape, sodomy, you always have the sexual battery, okay? There's misdemeanor sexual battery and felony sexual battery, okay? So misdemeanor sexual battery is simply going up and slapping somebody on the private part or female breast of another. The male breast does not count for sexual battery. That's just a battery. We're going to talk about assault versus battery another day. So that's just a battery if a male breast is touched. But a female breast counts towards sexual battery. So this is actually, this can get very confusing, but it's not that hard. Felony sexual battery equals this. If someone is restrained and the bare skin of the private part or buttocks or female or breast of a female is touched, then that's a felony sexual battery. What does that mean? Restraint plus bare skin. Okay, 1 + 1 = 2. So the woman can be held down. The male can be held down. The male or female could be pinned up against a locker. They could be handcuffed, chained, put into a cage. All of those equal restraint, okay? A lot of people think restraint means like you have to be tied up or handcuffed. That's true, but it could be many other things. And then the bare skin of the sexual body part or buttocks or a breast of a female has to be touched. If that doesn't happen, then it's a misdemeanor. If those things happen, it's a felony. And I get frustrated with this because I can only imagine somebody that I care about. Someone comes up running by and touches bare skin penis or bare skin vagina and runs off. And that's only a misdemeanor, guys. Believe it or not, that's only a misdemeanor because no restraint took place. No restraint took place. So that one can be very frustrating. You can imagine you have a son, daughter, a wife, a grandmother or something, and someone comes up and takes advantage of them sexually, but just because they don't restrain them, it's going to be a misdemeanor. So I find that a little frustrating. So again, for felony sexual battery to take place, like, you know, the grabbing of a breast, the grabbing of a penis, the grabbing of a vagina or buttocks, again, restraint plus the bare skin must be touched. So if I restrain you and I grab your vagina or penis or breast on the outside of your clothing, that's going to be a misdemeanor, okay? A misdemeanor because it wasn't bare skin. So again, hopefully I've clarified that. A lot of people think again, oh, that's not fair. How come, you know, it's called something different if a man does something sexually to another man? And it's not a matter of being fair. It's about being very specific and writing down the correct crime, okay? So again, rape versus sodomy. We talked about digital penetration, penetration of the foreign object, oral copulation, and sexual battery. So hopefully that's a little more clear. Take care. Again, that was episode 2 of Cyrenoik. Take care, guys.